Yeah, is Joanne in?
We do not have Joanne. Who's calling?
My name's Patrick. I'm with Cardiff. Looks like I might be working on some old information. And is it still NL Construction?
I'm sorry, Patrick. Where are you calling from?
Cardiff. We're a business bank.
And what is this regarding?
I was just looking to get in contact with Joanne. Looks like I'm working on some old information. What business is this? Is this NL Construction?
It is. Did I just tell you that Joanne doesn't work here?
Right. I'm just trying to make sure I'm contacting the right business and this wasn't a different number. Did she, is there a different owner there now?
No, we didn't have Joanne for an owner, so I'm not sure what name do you have.
Okay, well, maybe you could just point me in the right direction then. Is anybody there that handles financing I could talk to? Maybe like a CFO or office manager?
Financing of what?
So, just regarding some past financing you guys did with GE in 2010.
Okay, I believe we are still, we still have something with GE.
Mm-hmm.
Just pay that off, so we're still working with GE.
Right, that's what I wanted to, you know, touch base with your financial, whoever was in charge of financing.
Okay, what is it that you need?
I just wanted to touch base with them about a pre-approved finance offer we sent out. We had you guys pre-approved for $250K for equipment financing, working capital. Just wanted to see if they wanted to use any of that.
Okay, and how did you send that information to us? Was it through mail, email, fax?
Yeah, we sent out a letter in the mail about 2.5 weeks ago, and I'm just trying to follow up on that. Yeah, it looks like we're... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I do see all the mail coming in, and I did not see anything from you guys, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's still on its way.
Yeah, it might have been. Looks like it actually, I'm looking at the date right here, it looks like it was last month on the 5th, so a little bit over a few weeks ago.
Oh, May 5th?
Yeah, it might have been a while, but I know a lot of those times they just, you know, end up in the recycle bin.
Well, you know, sometimes it could be just simply timing if we're not ready to use it. But, yeah, I'm not sure. Would you be able to send that to us again?
Yeah. If, yeah, if, I can't send anything through fax, because it's through a bank. But what I can do is, is there an email I could just shoot over, you know, a little description real quick? That might be probably easiest for whoever's your CFO.
You can send it to my email.
Okay.
And we'll hold on to that until we are ready.
Perfect. What's your email then?
It's EWA.
Okay.
NLConstruction.com.
Perfect. And then what was your name too?
It's EWA, Eva.
Okay. You said EWA?
Yes.
Perfect. And then, I mean, any idea when you might be when you guys might be looking to bring on new equipment, maybe working capital, anything like that? Do you guys usually do that at the end of the year?
We actually do have other sources for things like that. What is your percentage?
Just a... Yeah, it depends on a few things. I mean, we have a few different programs, so, you know, we don't... It depends on a few things. I'd have to, you know, have a...
Give me a wrench.
What was that?
Give me a wrench.
Branch, do you say?
Range of... What would be the...
Oh, a range? Well, I mean, what would you guys be looking more for? Capital or equipment? We do both of them, but, I mean, we do offer both as well, so, you know, they are combinable. They're just...
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, they're just different programs, so rates are different between them. So I was just asking which one, you know, more specifically you would be interested in. That way I can give you a little bit better of an idea.
I would probably say equipment.
Right. That's, you know, typically what construction companies do as well. Are you familiar with working capital, too?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sure if you guys have one with GE. You mentioned you guys still are, you have some financing going on with them, right?
We do for equipment, yes.
Okay, you guys finance equipment through them? Is that what you guys do?
Yes.
Okay, the one I'm... are you familiar with what a UCC filing is?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what we actually based our pre-approval for you guys off of. So the one that I'm seeing is for a capital, a GE capital loan that you guys might have had. I'm just not sure if that might ring a bell with you. But, you know, ours, I'm not sure what you guys have with them. That might be unsecured or secured. Ours is unsecured cash. It's based off your gross annual sales for that working capital. And then with that, we're generally able to free up about 10 to 15% of your top line revenue is unsecured cash. So that is primarily what we base off the working capital. So then on top of that, you know, it just depends more on what you look like on paper, what specifically you're looking to do with the funds, with the capital. Equipment, on the other hand, I mean, it's like a traditional loan. More, you can give it more like a typical car loan set up on 2 to 5 year terms. You got monthly payments, and then rates with those typically start in the mid-single digits. But, you know, it depends on a few other things like credit, you know, and then just what you look like specifically on paper with the business.
Okay, so I guess when the time comes, we have to revisit and get specifics.
Yeah, definitely. I'll go ahead and, yeah, I'll shoot you guys over an email. But yeah, I mean, that way you have my information, and then you guys can get back to me if you need. But is there a good time? Maybe I could give you guys a call back, maybe the end of the summer, you know, just check in, see if things are...
Sure, maybe September.
Perfect. All right, I'll go ahead and do that, make a note of that. But thank you for your time.
All right, thank you very much.
Yeah, bye.
Okay, bye.